Rotating Turbulent Thermal Convection and Solar Differential Rotation, by Haibin Chen et al. The expansion of the rotating fluid will change the vorticity and rotational speed of the expanding region and its adjacent regions. In turbulent thermal convection, this microscopic effect is preserved. Tracking the fluid micelles shows that the synthetic vorticity varies with density, producing vorticity transport and angular momentum transport from the low-density area to the high-density area, forming a macroscopic vorticity difference and rotational speed difference, and changing the rotational speed distribution in the convection area of the rotating planet. Taking the axial thermal convection model of the solar polar region, it can generate axial differential rotation, and the centrifugal force difference generated by the axial differential rotation drives the meridional circulation, transporting angular momentum away from the axis of rotation, forming latitudinal differential rotation. The rotation of the fluid cell with the concept of size and shape generates additional pressure. The pressure is related to the rotational speed and size of the fluid cell, which affects the relationship between density and pressure. The convection criterion is no longer determined only by the temperature gradient, the vorticity gradient also affects fluid stability. And the larger the size of the fluid cell, the greater the effect of the vorticity gradient, and a higher temperature gradient is required to drive larger fluid cells convection. The temperature gradient in the solar troposphere is higher than in the non-rotating fluid model, and there is an upper bound on the size of the typical thermal convective fluid cells in the troposphere. This was Rotating Turbulent Thermal Convection and Solar Differential Rotation, by Haibin Chen et al.